This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, and coming up on today's Todd Wright Toddcast, I will talk about what this new golf league may mean, why players are attracted to it, and answer some of the questions that are out there as best I can, as many seem to be asking my opinion of this based on my interest in the game overall. Prior to that, let me just tell you quickly about Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of my golf tournaments, the Todd Wright Tour. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full-service means divorce. Full-service means child support adjustment. Full-service means post-judgment. Full-service means family law. Insert your own need, and it likely falls under the full service umbrella. And Brandon Legal Group wouldn't mind answering the questions you have about whether or not your need fits what they do best. A free consult can be obtained by simply going to brandonlegalgroup.com or by calling 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa, Northdale Mabry, just north of Raymond James Stadium, longtime supporters of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Please ask for Sean Sullivan. If you're in the market for a vehicle, it can be a new Ford vehicle. I am seeing more and more of the new Ford Broncos on the roads of Tampa Bay, many of which have been bought from Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. I was tempted to do that myself, but he didn't have any when I traded in my 2014 Ford sedan and instead went the pre-owned route and got a 2018 Ford SUV with a little more space for all my golf equipment, my signs for golf tournaments, carrying prizes to golf tournaments, etc. I went from a sedan with 100,000 miles on it to an SUV with 40,000 miles on it. The process was quick. And you aren't restricted to pre-owned Ford vehicles, as Bill Curry Ford has pre-owned vehicles of many other makes and models on the lot. Ask for Sean Sullivan. Tell him you listen to me. Sean has his own podcast on joebucksfan.com. Sean will want to know you are a listener of mine and that you are local and you are a football fan. And if you can't get to Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. You tell her I sent you, and Grace will get you in front of Sean Sullivan. He is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com, social media at toddwright2121, Instagram at toddwright2121, Twitter. And we can be Facebook friends. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. So this new golf series, you'll see it promoted as LIV, Live Golf Series. The basics, it's 8 events, 5 of which will be played in the United States in the coming weeks and months. It begins this weekend in London. I'm actually recording this podcast prior to seeing anything going on there, while the weekly PGA Tour event is actually not taking place in the United States this week. It's taking place in Canada. They have not hosted since 2019 for pandemic reasons. It's the Canadian Open, which was underway as of early this morning. The PGA Tour has been very protective of its brand as it relates to this other golf league, simply because they've not been the only game in town, so to speak. I mean, there are other professional tours out there. There's most notably the European Tour. But there are other tours for professional golfers to play in. However, the PGA Tour has enjoyed its lofty status as the best you're going to get if you want to play professional golf at the highest level in the United States for years. The PGA Tour also owns and operates their own minor league tour, which has rotated through various sponsors, and it owns and operates a tour that players are allowed to play on once they turn 50 years of age. It used to be called the Senior Tour. They changed the name a number of years ago to the Champions Tour. The PGA Tour does not own and operate the Women's Professional Tour, known as the LPGA Tour. They do not operate that tour for female golfers. So just giving you a little bit of the background here. So the PGA Tour has been threatening its membership, its television partners, and others involved with the PGA Tour for a while, directly or indirectly, saying, if you get involved with this LIV Golf Series, you're not going to be involved with us. So take it or leave it. And some are leaving it and moving on. Most notably, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, some more obscure names like Kevin Na, Taylor Gooch, a number of European names have chosen to go this route. I can't speak to the pushback from the European Tour. I'm not close enough to the European Tour. I don't actively watch European Tour events. I used to. I don't anymore. The PGA Tour has announced suspensions for players who have chosen to participate in the LIV Golf Series. However, a number of players had already resigned prior to their suspensions. A few things to consider. The PGA Tour has had, I call it a benefit, of roughly 50% of its participants in most PGA Tour events for years not being paid. If you do not make the cut, based on your performance in the first two rounds of a PGA Tour event, you are not given a tee time on Saturday to then play on the final day, and there is no paycheck as you exit the property. The PGA Tour also does not provide any money to its players to come play in these events. Travel expenses, meals, ground transportation, lodging, none of that is provided by the PGA Tour. Now, some of you would say, okay, I already knew that. All right, well, let's compare. Nobody plays an NFL game without getting paid. Nobody plays a Major League Baseball game or an NBA game or a National Hockey League game without being paid. You may not be a fully salaried employee with a guaranteed run for the season or multiple years, but you are paid for playing in that game. If you take each PGA Tour golf tournament and call it a game, the PGA Tour is basically saying, thank you for helping us stage our event. Half of you are now leaving, and we appreciate your participation. You didn't play well enough for us to give you a paycheck. The LIV Golf Series doesn't do that. It is a shorter event, which also appeals to players. It has no cut, which also appeals to players who can still win money based on their performance. But even if a player in the LIV Golf Series doesn't make a birdie, they still will receive a guaranteed amount of money that they negotiated with the Golf Series to be a part of it. So there is a bottom line there. That was obviously good enough for some of the players to go. I think what was also good enough was another option. Because as much as the PGA Tour would like some people to believe that every week is a very important event. And that's why they created this FedEx Cup with all this money at the end of the rainbow, at the end of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Most players don't give a shit. Now, yeah, if they reach the Tour Championship and are one of the final 30 and they win the FedEx Cup based on their point system, and if you go into the final tournament as the number one seed, you are slotted at number one on the leaderboard by, I think it's three strokes over the second place, and the second place by two strokes over the third place, and it's a sliding scale. They've tweaked it over the years because they're still not sure they got it right. Then, yeah, you can make $15 million for one tournament. Patrick Cantlay did this last year. But that's one guy. And it's just one of 125 plus who have quote-unquote status on the PGA Tour. There's also a minimum number of PGA Tour events that players must play in pending their health status or injured status. And then you receive medical exemptions to make up the difference once you are healthy enough to maintain a tour card or achieve or you lose your status. There have been a number of things that players haven't liked about the way the PGA Tour has done business for years. The PGA Tour, I'm not going to say ignored all of that, but in the end, they ran their own show. And there were a number of players who felt they didn't have enough of a voice in what was going on. Also, this spotlights something else. The United States Golf Association has basically already said, if you are eligible to play in our United States Open, we don't care if you are playing in the LIV Golf Series, the PGA Tour, the European Tour, or another tour. If you're eligible to play in the U.S. Open, we're not going to be opposed to you playing in the U.S. Open if the PGA Tour just suspended you. Now, this will surprise some people because many believe the PGA Tour runs most of the majors. They run none of them. That's the odd part about professional golf. The four biggest events on the planet are not run by the PGA Tour. Have no real affiliation with the PGA Tour. You can have a PGA Tour card and not be eligible to play in any of the four major events. Happens every year. I'll run them down. The Masters, you know this. They do what they want. They do it extremely well. Nobody tells the Masters what to do. Nobody. The United States Open is run by the United States Golf Association. It's an open. There are ways to qualify to play in the event. I could have gone out and paid money to play in a qualifier to advance to another tournament to try to get into the United States Open. That's why it's called an open. I know better. I'm not good enough. But that is why you see players, you will see next week, players in the U.S. Open you've never heard of. They earn their way in. It's like a play-in game in the NCAA tournament. But there's no committee choosing who plays in the play-in games. It's a tournament to get into another tournament. That's how it works. As far as I know, the RNA has not said anything that will prevent those playing in the LIV Golf Series who've either resigned or now been suspended from the PGA Tour or European Tour from playing in what is called the Open Championship. And the PGA of America, to my knowledge, has not made any sort of statement. They just hosted their biggest event And again, this is very important. The PGA of America and the PGA Tour are two different businesses. Many of you talk about like the Valspar Championship and say, yeah, it's a PGA event. No, it's not. It's a PGA Tour event. The PGA of America has no affiliation with the Valspar Championship. They're not opposed to it, but it's the PGA Tour players that provide the field for the Valspar Championship as a PGA Tour event. Well, you're saying, well, yeah, PGA. Again, PGA and PGA Tour are two different entities. I know it's confusing, but unless you hear the word tour after PGA, it does not connect to the PGA of America. So the PGA Tour, for a while now, has seen this threat. And some players have decided, yeah, I can live without the PGA Tour. If that's the way they're going to be, so be it. I'm going to take the guaranteed salary to play in less events where I can still make money with no cut, and I'm not going to have to deal with other things related to the PGA Tour that I don't want to do. Now, it wasn't a lot, but it was enough. It was enough for the LIV Golf Series to launch season one. It reminds me of the USFL in this sense. The USFL did go out and got some big-time talent that the NFL wanted. I had season tickets to USFL games with my grandfather. They were $15 a game, by the way. Right down on the 20-yard line, 15 rows up at the Old Sombrero for the Bandits games. And the USFL went out, and they got Steve Young before the NFL did. And they got Herschel Walker before the NFL did. And they got Jim Kelly before the NFL did. And there were others, but those are three really, really big names. That when the USFL then failed and folded, those names then went to play pro football with the National Football League. Does that mean the LIV Golf Series will suffer the same fate? It might. It might last fewer than 3 years. It might last more than 3 years. That is yet to be determined. But the two most important things to me here is that the PGA Tour, which counted on half of its players on a weekly basis, essentially being required to show up, but if you don't play well, we don't pay you. At the LIV Golf Series, that's out the door. All players are paid to compete. And there's no cut, so they can win. They're guaranteed the right to win additional money over those 3 days. The other thing is, I mean, your legacy in golf almost always is defined by how many majors you win. Tiger Woods has always said Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors were his goal. Tiger's not going to get there. He's at 15. I don't know that he can win a 16th. So, if Tiger Woods even says that's the most important thing in your legacy in golf, from a pure golf standpoint, and these players can resign or be suspended from the PGA Tour, and if they still qualify for any of the four majors and they can walk in and play, then that hurts the PGA Tour's argument. Because the PGA Tour doesn't have the support of the four biggest tournaments on the planet having their back. So that's where we're at. I don't know where this is headed. I'm still not even sure what happens with these LIV Golf Series events as we move through them going forward. But if you're wondering what's the benefit for the players, and sure, it is a lot about money. But the two things I wanted to bring up is the PGA Tour was essentially getting free labor from 50% of its participants on a weekly basis. No expenses paid, no paycheck. You don't perform well enough the first 2 days. We ask you to leave, and that's it. You're not paid for your time, nothing. That affects some guys. And the other part is the tournaments that most players care about the most. As far as we know, they can still play in those events if they qualify for those events, and having a PGA Tour card or not having a PGA Tour card apparently will not prevent them from doing so. That's where we're at. That's simply what I wanted to address in this podcast. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Again, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, Instagram and Twitter @ToddWright2121. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.